Now, for a look at what it says in today's papers, here's John S. Doyle.
The European Commission is on the cusp of signing the EU-Mercosur trade deal. Brussels officials envisage that the deal will be signed quite soon. So says the Irish Farmers Journal in its front page lead story. The Irish Examiner in its front page lead reports that the coalition is hanging by a thread before tomorrow's crunch decision on whether the government will vote for or against what it calls the controversial EU-South American trade deal. Senior government sources, unnamed, are quoted as saying that there is every chance that Kerry Junior Minister Michael Healy-Rae could walk away from government over the deal. Independence dig heels in, says the Irish Times headline. The Farmers' Journal notes that more than 10,000 farmers are expected to descend on Athlone on Saturday for what could be one of the largest farmer protests ever to take place in the country. On page 9, the paper outlines all you need to know if you're travelling to Athlone and what the likely outcome of the Mercosur protest will be. Ministers scrambling over artificial intelligence is the subject of the main story in the Irish Independent. They are scrambling to find a way to combat a huge rise in the number of digitally created images of semi-nude women and children on the social media platform X, the paper says. Niamh Smith, the Minister of State with responsibility for AI, has written to X about the impact of its Grok AI tool. She is also due to meet the Attorney General, who has been asked to review whether existing laws need to be strengthened. The Times has a fine front page photograph of a woman skiing past the Eiffel Tower in a snow-covered Paris. The paper leads with the seizure yesterday by the United States of the Venezuela-linked oil tanker that was being shadowed by a Russian submarine after a more than two-week pursuit across the Atlantic. Oil to the chief, says the Irish Daily Star headline, beside a picture of US President Trump, who ordered the capture of the ship. It sparked fury in Moscow, says the Irish Daily Mirror. It appears to be the first time in recent memory that the US military has seized a Russian-flagged vessel and will heighten tensions between Washington and Moscow, the Times says. Britain confirmed that it provided military assistance following a request from the US military. The Irish Daily Mail reports that drugs which help you to lose weight, or fat jabs as the paper calls them, have been hailed as a breakthrough in obesity treatment. But a review by Oxford University suggests that the benefits may be short-lived once treatment ends. There is much coverage of what is called the Baltinglass Hilltop Cluster in southwest Wicklow, which you may have heard about in the Bulletin, described in the Times as prehistoric Ireland's first town. The site features a necklace of up to 13 hilltop forts, including seven big hill forts, as well as other enclosures spanning the early Neolithic to late Bronze Age near the town of Baltinglass. The cluster, which has been surveyed over the past two decades, has been declared the largest nucleated settlement in prehistoric Ireland and Britain by researchers from Queen's University Belfast, says The Independent. The findings suggest that early city development in Northern Europe probably occurred 500 years earlier than was previously thought. Great location, says the Mail headline.